Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I won't. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your, all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
My weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Goodness, holy biscuits, everybody. Happy flippin' new year to each and every one of you naughty flippin' sex monsters out there in cyberspace, in radio land. I am so happy we're back. Oh my gosh, it's been a couple weeks. Took time off for the holidays, you know, all that stuff where we eat, we get fat, we're happy, open gifts, all that good stuff. I had an amazing, fabulous holiday. It was like totally, absolutely the best ever, and I'm so much more excited for 2016 because 2 weeks from today is the Adult Webcam Awards, and me, Sammy Bricks, is hosting, and I'm also an organizer, and I cannot wait to meet everyone, you crazy camp models. I can't wait. You crazy bitches are going to be running around everywhere. It's going to be fun. It's going to be crazy, so all you silly sex monsters out there listening, if you haven't got your tickets for Fan Day, make sure you go to www.adultwebcamawards.com, get your tickets, because guess what? Us beautiful bitches, us webcam models, are going to love to meet you, take pictures with you, talk to you, shake your hands. Just don't grab my tits or my ass, because, you know, the titties are still new. I'm just not into y'all. Grab my tits. I just saying. From experience before. Anyway,
waiting for my little co-hostess with the mostest
calling in, Miss Natalia. She'll be calling in here very shortly. And we have a beautiful guest today that is going to be calling in. And not only is she beautiful, but she is an amazing webcam model. Like, she's gorgeous from head to toe. Perfect damn body, by the way. I'm so jealous. Like, I'm totally jealous. This little blondie is complete yumminess from head to toe. You guys are going to love listening to her. She's going to be on here very shortly. Anyway, I'm going to be bringing her here on to the air very, very shortly. So, you guys, this is the thing. It's been crazy the last couple of weeks, but here we are, 2016, and I just have so much fun yumminess that we're going to be bringing to you here on webcamming with Sammy, Sage, and Natalia. And Miss Sage Montana, she is going to be back very, very soon. She had to take a little break because that sexy chica, she popped out a little bambino. Yeah, she was Prego. And she totally had to take time off to push this thing out. Like, yeah, you know, I did that 25 years ago over those baby days, and she's just beginning. So she will be back. So before I bring on our fabulous, yummy little guest that's coming on, I want Miss Angela to do the Dollhouse Radio announcements because she's got lots of yummy stuff to share with everybody. So Miss Angela, take it away, would you, darling?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Miss Angela. You are absolutely amazing for taking the time to do those Dollhouse announcements. And I want to say to everybody in Dollhouse Radio, at Dollhouse Radio, happy holidays to all of you. We all missed each other for the last couple of weeks. So, you know, happy holidays to all of you. Hope you all had the blessed wishes that you were hoping for. I sure did, and I've been blessed with all of you from Dollhouse Radio. All right, now enough of that fucking mushy shit, all right? Now, let's get back to webcamming. Okay, today I'm going to be bringing up some stuff about webcamming that some of y'all bitches out there in webcamming land have done pissed me off. I'm probably going to get some hate mail, and some of you are probably going to approach me at the awards, at the cam conference, and say, are you kidding, Sammy? Were you referring to me? Guess what? Yeah, I'm referring to you, okay? Here it is. And when Miss Brandy Grimes comes on, I want her to give me her insight as well on this, because this is one thing that's really been pissing me off. Let me see. My co-host, for some reason, her number is not popping up in the queue. Hold on for a second, guys. Let me see if this is her. Miss Natalia?
Hello?
That is so weird. Your number's not coming up appropriately. I just took a quick gander thinking, I hope this is her.
I hung up and called back. I'm like, it's not working. I swear, I'm here.
Yeah, your number is coming up with all ones. It's not coming up with your number. That's why I didn't know it was you. I thought it was somebody from overseas.
Oh, huh.
All right. So, okay, everybody, this is Miss Natalia McKenzie. She is my other co-host.
She's absolutely fabulous. She's also a fellow cam model on StreamMate, cute as a little button, and cannot wait to see her in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today. Well, I'll see you before that.
I can't
believe it.
I
know, right?
It seemed so, it was like unreal. Like, I think I found out about being nominated like back in August.
Yeah.
And so I've known about it for so long, and like just up until like January hit, it just was like, oh my God, this is really happening.
I know, right? It's here, it's now, it's happening. And
yes.
I'm going to be so damn busy when I'm there, but I'm so excited for this to all get going and finally just have, you know, because this is our very first year of doing this, and I'm so excited, and
yeah.
I just cannot flipping wait. And I have so much good news to talk about when it comes to the CAM Awards, which was just announced. I put it out on Twitter yesterday. Any girl, any CAM model, girl, guy, tranny, whatever you are, couple, CAM couples, if you don't have tickets to the fan day where you can actually sign and be in there, if you don't have tickets, just wear a costume, a cosplay costume, and you're in for free. You don't even have to buy a ticket. So all of you girls, guys, anybody out there that are in the webcamming, you know, industry, which I'll know if you are or not. Trust me. I find you. You lying. I find you. I kick your ass. Just wear a costume and come to the door, and we have, I don't know if you, did you see that tweet that I put out yesterday? It was yesterday evening, and our sexy greeters that are going to be in costume. Oh, my God.
Yes, I did see that briefly, but I've been drinking so much NyQuil and stuff. But
do you want me to send you some vodka? You need to lay off the NyQuil, sister.
No,
I'm kidding.
Alternate between Tussin and NyQuil, so I've been pretty hopped up.
My little puffer. Oh my gosh! But these girls that we have greeting for the event are so stinking hot and sexy. I mean, they are drop dead gorgeous models.
Fun.
Oh, it's, I can't wait. I'm just like, I got my dress today for the awards show, and it's so pretty.
Oh, I know. I need to go shopping for that.
It's really pretty. Anyway, so here's what I think I think you just heard me speaking of something that I'm really irritated about with some of these CAM models. And I'm just like, I cannot believe, because I scroll through girls' rooms because girls, guys, couples, because of the fact I like to have them on as guests for the show. And
yeah.
I'll tell you what. I have seen more girls bitching in their chat room. It's gotten so bad. Like, and I'm just talking about mainly on StreamMate. Like, right before Christmas, I was like, okay, I need to book up January schedule and then February. And I'm not going to say any names. Y'all know who you are because you do it. If you don't do it, then you know I'm not referring to you. And I've seen a couple girls that are actually on the front page of StreamMate's CAM site. These bitches are sitting there like,
oh, gosh. I know, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, they're like, I don't understand why I don't have any traffic in my room. Like, like, and they're just like pissed. They'll have three people in their chat room, if they're lucky. And they just look like somebody shoved a giant dildo in their ass, and they're the most unhappy person ever.
I know. I so badly want to make an account and just be like, hey, smile, or hey, pay attention, have fun, chat, you know? Like, like, hey, loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so like, hard. I can't, like, I just want to reach through the screen and be like, ah, stop it.
Right? You just,
yeah.
It just boggles my mind because I have girls that will, you know, send me a message on Twitter, or they'll actually send me a message on my StreamMate account, and they'll be like, how come you're always so busy? And my honest answer to them is, I smile, and I have fun. And
yeah.
Then I don't get a response back. So you girls know who you are. you cock-blocking spoiler alerts are ruining it for yourself. You ain't going to get nowhere. Seriously, you will not get anywhere in the webcamming industry if you do not enjoy what you do. Just saying.
Right. Yeah.
Just saying. If you don't enjoy it, don't fucking do it.
Yeah, you have to be able to have fun out in open free chat in order to make money in private chat.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That is
yeah.
true. So true.
So,
and some of you
you're
girls.
You're not having fun out there, then you're not going
to
have
yeah,
fun either way.
Seriously, go. I heard the minimum wage at like Walmart and other places have went up. So go get a new job. It is 2016. You know, I'm just saying.
Right.
If you don't like what you're doing, then get the fuck out of the industry. Just saying. So let's do this. Let's bring on our beautiful guest, which I know
all
you
right.
checked her out. She's so cute. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm in love with this girl. She's so stinking cute. Just like when I first found out about you, I was like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? I just want to pick you up and squeeze you because you're so little. You're both these tiny little spinners.
Oh, my gosh. And I lost 7 pounds while I was sick, so I'm, like, trying to put on some more weight.
Am I even
going to
recognize you when you show up? Am I just going to have to look for, like, these little tiny bones? Jeez.
I know.
Gosh.
It's terrible.
We, like... Will you eat a few 6-packs of cheeseburgers before you show up?
I've been stuffing my face and eating, like, milkshakes for the last, like, 2 or 3 days, so hopefully.
I need to send you some of my carrot cake cupcakes or something.
Yes.
And put some meat on your bones.
For all the holidays, so I, like, didn't eat any holiday food or anything.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I didn't even see it until midnight on Fridays. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was
that,
so out of it.
I was sick, but I still ate because, like, you know, I'm a total foodie and I cook. I'm like the chef of the house and of the family. And so, like, I was cooking my face off, but that's okay. It's good for me.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
All right, we are bringing in our fabulous, wonderful guest, Miss Brandy Grimes. If you guys have not seen her, you're idiots. That's all I got to say. Idiot, if you have not seen her. Brandy, are you there, darling?
I am. Hi, how are you guys?
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. How are you? Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for taking the time out of your day. And just to let everybody know, she is also Hot Chick of the Week for Ronnie Mund on Twitter. So make sure you guys go check out her Twitter page, at Brandy Grimes, and you will see all the yumminess she's been tweeting out all week. So
yay.
Make sure you go check that out. Yeah. Better. So, Ms. Brandy, how were your holidays, darling?
It was good. They were pretty low-key this year. Kind of just kept it quiet, did some family stuff. Just
nice.
Yeah. First time. Didn't go out and party it up on New Year's. I stayed home in Cam. So, but it was fun. It was good. It was great.
Oh, nice. I didn't cam. I was still actually kind of sick from the holidays. And so I didn't even go out. I haven't been out, though, on New Year's Eve. I don't remember the last damn time I went out. But you guys are younger than me, so you guys can keep up with all those morons out there. I can't do it.
No,
like,
not me. Not me.
Not a big partier, so not, I don't know.
Just so, Brandy, you heard what I was talking about, these idiot cam models that bitch and complain. Give me your take on that.
Honestly, I wouldn't know. I don't have enough free time to, like, I don't get to check on the cam models and see what they're doing. I have no idea who anybody is, as bad as that sounds. I don't have that kind of free time to look. I mean, when I first started, like, 5 years ago, I checked it out for, like, a few days before I decided I wanted to do it, but I can't really say what anybody else is doing because I haven't seen them.
Good for you. Okay, girls out there hearing this means that she knows how to work her chat room and she's staying busy.
Yeah.
So all you bitchy cam models out there that are looking at your cell phone and pissed off because you don't have them, for one, I'm not going to have you on the show because you're just going to bring it down. And two, smile, look pretty, and fuck yourself.
You know what? The most important part of this job, I would say, honestly, 100%, and I would tell anybody this, is just to have fun. It's a fucking great job. Just have fun.
Yep,
I have an amazing time. Anytime I log on, just have fun. That's all you got to do.
Exactly. This is what I don't get. I don't understand why it's so hard for some girls to not get that. Like when they ask me, what do you do? How did you, you know, do this for as long as you've been doing it and it didn't take you that long to build up your business and build up your brand? I'm like, because I like what I do and I have fun. Like,
well, you've got to like what you do or else you're not going to be happy. You have to like what you do.
Yes, exactly. It's like even when I brought up McDonald's earlier.
Yeah.
If you love flipping a burger, you're going to make it great and you're going to become a manager.
Not to mention, you get paid to have orgasms and hang out. Like, how can that not be fun?
Thank you.
I think it's the best job
Thank
in the
you.
World.
Thank you to the click gods. Thank you to the click gods. All I'm going to say. And our vibrators. I'm just saying, my Hitachi is amazing.
Oh, my God, the Hitachi. Every fucking woman should own one of those. Seriously.
Right?
If you don't have one, get one.
And if you don't own one, put it on your damn wish list. If you don't have a wish list, create one, and you will receive one.
Just for the Hitachi. It'll be worth it.
Oh, my goodness. So, Miss Brandy, I know that you, like you just said, you've been webcamming, you know, for like the 5 years. And don't you also dance, or did you used to dance from what
I was
reading?
I actually have two other jobs, too, besides this. Like, I do this for mostly fun, but I am also a personal trainer, and I dance in Vegas. So, yeah,
oh.
Busy.
Fun. So she is a vagina of all trades. Did you hear
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Girls?
I've always wanted to learn how to do pull tricks.
Oh, it's the best workout, and it's so much fun. I love it. I really
like it.
Well, you know what? You girls have fun with that because when I used to dance, I'm so scared of heights that I couldn't even get halfway up the pole because I would freak out.
Really?
Yes. Really? Completely, totally, 200%, I am that scared of heights. I was just painting my bedroom the other last week, and I'm literally on a 2.5-foot ladder, and I freaked out because I thought I was going to fall off. Who
that's
does that?
Pretty funny.
Idiot.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, girls, we have a caller. We've had this caller waiting for quite some time now. So, caller 561, you are on the air. Who are we speaking with, darling?
Hello, Sammy and Natalia. This is Sweet Pea.
Hi, Sammy.
Hello, Sweet Pea.
Hello, Brandy. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Sweet Pea. How are you? I'm doing amazing. I hope you're doing just
good
too.
Good. I'm doing well, thank you.
Happy New Year, Sweet Pea.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you all as well.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, Randy, if you were to team up with a porn star that had a last name of Bumps, you could be the team of Bumps and Grinds.
Oh, my gosh. Sweeping. I swear to be.
I had to get my New Year's joke out of the way.
How long did it come up?
Oh,
it take you to come up with that.
I swear to bejesus. Oh, Sweepy.
Oh, God.
You are so silly. Sweepy, did you get your plane ticket yet for Vegas so you can come meet all of us?
Unfortunately, I cannot go. I got a lot of work to Sweepy, be.
Sweepy, you suck balls.
We've
sorry
all got
work to
you.
Disappoint you, ladies.
Well, Sweetie,
I think
do
I might be able to make
questions
this year. I've wanted to for a while, so I'm really, really, really hoping that I can make it there. If not this year, next year for sure. But I'm really trying for this year.
Everybody listening, I am going to convince Brandy. She is going to
come
to the show.
I'm
going to get her. I'm going to get her sexy ass.
I want to so much, but I'm going to cancel anything I have and make that my first priority.
Come down, for sure.
I'm
going
to get her sexy ass there. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm flying in. Sammy's going to be there. Like, we can all hang out. It's going to be so much fun.
We have, I'm just going to throw this out there and let everybody know that we have 300 plus models that have been nominated for awards. So that kind of gives you the idea. There is. So it kind of gives you the idea of what's going to happen with all these crazy cam models, because it's not just girls. You know, we've got couples, we've got males, we've got every array of cam models showing up. And I am overly excited because of the fact that this has to do with webcamming. This isn't the AVN. This is, which I love the AVN, and I've shot my plot. I'm in that category. But, you know, I started off as a cam model, and I'm going to finish my career as a cam model. And this is focused around us girls and guys and couples. And this is so freaking amazing. I'm getting Brandy. You're going to be there.
I want to. I'm going to.
Yeah, you're in the same city. Like, come on, girl. You can be there.
Yeah. So I might as well just take a trip down there.
I'm telling you. So,
yeah, I'm going to drive 2 hours and then fly an hour and a half.
Right?
Yeah.
Or just fly down to San Diego and you can ride with me and the hubby up to Vegas.
I can drive.
I don't think the airline people want
to. It's not a big deal for me to drive down. So. Little road trips.
Right? Road trips are good. Sweetie, do you have any more questions for these lovely, beautiful cam models, honey?
Well, I just want to say that you all are lovely every single day of the year, and I did want to comment about the traffic situation you were mentioning earlier. All the cam models that bitch about that, tell them this. Would you rather deal with the traffic that you have with your members watching you on cam, or would you rather have the traffic on the highways and freeways?
Hey, I'm dealing with El Nino here in freaking Cali, so I literally have not left the house for 2 days.
Is that why it's raining so bad here?
Yes. It sucks. Man. Frickin' rain balls. Just saying.
Yes.
It is here, too. Yeah, stop.
Ridiculous, I tell you. Ridiculous. All right, sleepy honey. Happy New Year, baby doll. And we will talk to you
Happy
very
New Year
soon.
And, okay, and hope
Happy
you
New
all
Year.
Have a great evening and take care.
Thank
love
you for coming in.
Anytime.
Thanks, baby. Okay, we have another caller that's been waiting patiently on the line. So let's bring in this one right here. Okay, caller 323, who are you? Who's been waiting patiently?
Hey, this is Frank. How are you beautiful ladies doing?
We are doing
Hello.
Fabulous, Frank.
Fantastic.
So, Frank, do you have any questions for any of us girls?
Oh, yes. I wanted to ask your guest, is she ever going to, this is my first time meeting her, so I'm going to follow her on Twitter, because Sammy, I'm not sure if she knows that you do a great job of always introducing us to the best cam models. That's how I got a chance to meet Nat. But Nat had a great hot show a couple weeks ago with the boy girls. That's when you know if your guest was ever going to do a boy girl show.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm working on that, and as well as videos, too. So I do a lot of girl-girl as well, but, I'm working more on getting to do a few, you know, boy-girl shows and definitely make some boy-girl videos.
Ooh. I'm going to have to ask
lots of good
stuff. I'm glad you asked
up.
That. Okay, I have a question for her off the air that I'm going to ask her. I got a little yummy to ask her. Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
So, Frank, I want to know first, how were your holidays? And then also, have you been catching most of our cam shows? Are you enjoying our masturbation moments, darling?
Oh, I love it. I'm telling you, you don't realize how the two of you girls make my day. Now I'm glad that you introduced me to a third young lady, but I'm telling you, you girls are so beautiful. You're so fun. You guys always, another thing a lot of girls don't do that you girls do is you guys always have great music on in the background, too. I think that helps set up the ambiance.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things. Well, it's crazy because depending on what website you work on, depends on whether or not you can actually have music playing in the background. Like there
really?
Is some, like there are some websites that you can't have any music at all playing in the background, And I tried to work for a couple of those sites a couple times, and I was like, all right, you can stick this freaking website up your ass.
I would
because
work
I,
on that web. If I can't have my music, no.
Right?
No.
I'm just like, are you kidding me? Do you want me to shoot you right now? Like, 357 loaded, ready to bang, bang.
Oh, funny.
Oh, my goodness. But it's like, it's crazy. Like, when we, you girls know, when you get the TV shows on streaming.
Yeah.
You can't have any music playing in the background, which is fine. I get that because of the fact it's copyright, you know, all
yeah.
that good stuff. So that I can understand, and I'll do those. But I'll
mm-hmm.
tell you what, it's the most boring, like, 10 to 15 minutes of
right.
my entire fucking life.
Totally.
I'm like, damn, I didn't know my best speak that much.
I'm like, this is what I sound like? I'm like, are you kidding
right.
me?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Because at least when we're dancing around or, like, bebopping or at least trying to sing to the music, even though I can't sing, I try to act like I can. It's like, when it's not on, I'm like, shit, okay, please, somebody call my phone or something because I am
I know, it's,
talking
yeah,
to myself.
Shake your ass a little bit or just...
I will say, though, I have seen a few girls that when it comes to dancing, oh, boy. I get scared out of my fucking mind. I'm like, some white girls. I mean, oh, boy. I've seen some stuff that is interesting. And I'm like, you know what? If you could just show your pussy in free chat, stick a dildo in it right now.
Oh,
I know I'm being bad. I'm being bad, but that's okay. And you know why?
You're just
because
being
I
honest,
can.
That's all.
We can say whatever we want to on here, and it's fun, and I love it. This is how I am on cam. Frank knows this is how
yeah.
we are on cam.
Right?
So, Frank, do you have any more questions for us, darling?
Well, I wish I could meet you guys in at the convention, but unfortunately work is not going to allow me to get away. But I just wanted to say, hey, thank you guys so much. You guys have gotten me off to a good 2016, and I look forward to continuing to support you and watch all your show. You guys are the best.
Hey,
you
let me know how you are so I can see you, too, on Twitter. Just send me a little tweet and follow me.
I will send you a tweet.
All right.
Yay. And Frank, if I need to call your boss, I'll call him and tell him, you know, hey, you've got cam models that you need to tend to, and you've got to take the time off. Like,
Sammy, yeah, you know what? I'm going to send you a text. I need you to exert some power, exert some of your power, and let me get off.
No, I will do that, darling. I will do that.
Oh my gosh,
Frank. Thank you so much for calling in, baby doll.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another fabulously happy masturbation sex monster. Right there, everybody.
It.
You heard it. We love our sex monster. I'm just saying.
Yes,
oh my
we
gosh.
Do.
So, Ms. Brandy, I want you to give me some more insight on your shows because now you just brought to my attention, you know, you do. You've got this boy-girl thing going on, and you do girl-girl.
Yeah.
I want to hear a little more about this. So do you do, when you're doing your boy-girl, do you do a different array of guys, or are you stuck to just one cock?
Just one. I got my one, and I'm good.
Damn it.
I know. That would be fun. Though.
I had
been
one
there.
That I could have shared with you, not mine, but I mean, I don't have a cock. Like connected to me. I just have one that's inserted daily. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I've been there and done that whole thing, but now I just stick to one cock. All the rest of the cam people are my side bitches, you know.
Nice. I like it. So all you sex monsters out there listening, she will gladly let you stroke that yummy cock time you want to.
Cam to cam is always a great plus. Love that.
It is. So do you offer cam to cam? Oh, right. Okay, yeah, we're not going to get it. I could say some things, but I don't want to hurt any feelings. scientific shit. I am
crazy shit. Let's just say
that. Oh boy. I've seen things go in men's asses that are bigger than I've ever even thought about putting in mine. But on another note, now, Ms. Brandy, when it comes to you doing girl-girl, like, how do you find the girls that you want to do your cam shows with?
It's just friends that I've had or girls that I work with at the strip club that were really close. And, like, I'm very picky, honestly, about who
right.
like I work with and play with and all that good stuff. But, yeah, just people I've known through the club or just friends I've had. And I'm like, hey, I do this. Do you want to do this with me? kind of thing. And, like, yeah, it's always worked out really good.
That is awesome, awesome. And I've noticed, too, which I see a lot of girls, I don't know if you guys will agree with me on this, but I've seen a lot of girls that do girl-girl shows, and they do them so many times, I've noticed, you know, even if it's with different girls, I've noticed
yeah.
that a lot of people aren't too intrigued because they do them over and over and over.
Yeah.
So would,
you gotta make
would
it
you
one
girls
more.
Agree
you
with
make
me?
Special
right.
thing that way. Excited that, you know, oh, this is coming up. I got to be here for that. She doesn't do it very often kind of thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
I
go ahead.
oh, I was just agreeing with you.
Because, you know, I haven't done, oh, my gosh, the last time I did a girl-girl show was with Miss Mindy Mink, and I think this was, like, 3.5 years ago, and we, like, just, like, killed it. It was insanely crazy. It was off the chain. And I'm like you, Brandy. I am so freaking picky. Like,
exactly. It's good to be picky.
It is. It really is good to be picky because of the fact that you have to have a connection, for one,
yes.
with the person that you're going to cam with. Because if you don't have a connection,
exactly.
don't even do it.
If I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. And I need to feel it if I'm on cam.
Or, right? I mean, I'm great. It's smiling and looking pretty, even if I feel sick. But when it comes
yeah.
to a woman licking my vagina or I'm licking hers, I gotta feel it.
Like,
oh, yeah.
That's the whole thing. Whatever you're doing, you gotta be into it.
Right?
And if I'm not feeling it that
day,
you know what? I don't even go on cam. So.
Right? Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I'm gonna be planning within the next 6 to 8 months my first cam show with another girl. So,
yay. Oh, my
gosh. I'm putting my feelers out there for the right one. Just letting girls know. I got to get my feelers out there. feel for the right one.
I would like to do
for
another
right
one, too.
Moment. Oh, my gosh. Miss Natalia, do you have any questions for Brandy since we have this sexy chica on here?
I think all of my questions that I had were answered throughout our conversation.
Well, then, Brandy. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you
off.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have a question. Does your entire family and friends know about you camming and stripping and everything?
A lot of people do, yeah. Half of them because, you know, I've needed to bring it up because of the circumstances. Others, they just found out. Either way, it really doesn't matter to me. But, yeah, most of the people I know now know, but that's fine. I mean, it's not a big deal to me.
Was it a big deal when they first found out?
Actually, no. They thought it was awesome as shit.
I love it.
I only ask because I recently, everybody that I know pretty much knows what I do, except for my dad's side of the family. They're very conservative. So for 3 years, like, I haven't told my dad or anybody on that side of the family anything about camming. Well, this friend, quote unquote, of mine made a fake Facebook profile under my name, went to my Twitter account, took snapshots of my header, all my naked pictures, posted them to that fake Facebook profile, and friend requested my whole dad's side of the family. So I ended up having to tell my dad. My aunt called me and was like, have you seen this? And so it was a total mess. Ended up just totally ruining our Christmas, and it was terrible.
I get it, because I've been through that kind of thing before. I mean, I've had people come on cam, probably somebody I know, but I don't know who's doing it. But a while back, it was probably last year, I had somebody come on and just totally throw out my address and everything. And
oh, no.
Wow, really?
That right there. Okay,
that's pretty low, but
that's really uncool for that part.
Yeah.
So, you know what,
whatever.
I'm telling you what, there's nothing worse than jealous bitches.
Yeah,
okay.
And you're doing something right, so don't even worry about it.
Exactly. That's one of another thing that I try to tell other new models. It's one of those mindsets that you have to put yourself into. Just remember, if you don't want this to get out to your friends and family, it will leak out sooner or later, somehow, some way, it's going to happen. So just prepare yourself mentally, so that way when it does happen, you know how to do it.
Because
it happens with, me, of course, I didn't even start webcamming until I was almost 40, and for me, I didn't give a shit. I was like, if my family doesn't like it, they're not paying my bills, I don't care. I'm like, this is what it is.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. And I was single at the time, and it's like, this is me. If you don't like it, stick it in your ass. And if you need help, I'll give you a toy to shove it in your ass. Like,
what's funny? I came about camming by, me and my boyfriend were just sitting down one day, and we were going through some porn or whatever, and we came across some live porn. He's like, you know what? This is right up your alley. As horny as you are all the time, and you would be awesome at this. And no sooner did I sign up, and it's just been great ever since.
That is amazing. I didn't even know. So have you always just been on StreamMate, or did you start somewhere else?
No, I've done so good with StreamMate. I don't need to go anywhere else. StreamMate's
been
amazing.
Like
it pays well. They're great. They're great when you need help. I've never needed to go anywhere else.
That is awesome. And then another question I have, do you work directly through StreamMate, or are you under a studio?
No, I'm not. Just through StreamMate. I'm not in a studio.
Oh, nice.
It works out really well.
That is perfect. And see, me, I work under a studio. I work under KGB Studios, which they're fabulous.
I hear that's really good.
They are, KGB Studios is, I'm not trying to be, mean on any other studios, but they are absolutely wonderful, amazing. I've been with them for over 5 years. But I will say my girl Sage Montana, who will be back, now that she's had her baby, she's going to be coming back soon. She has a studio in Las Vegas, and between her and KGB Studios, the top two studios on StreamMate by far. The rest of you studios that are listening, sorry if I just busted your balls and hurt your feelings, but is what it is. I'm good at hurting people's feelings. Sorry. But no, I'm not sorry. Really, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I love Sage and KGB. They're the bestest.
Now, do you cam from your house, Sammy, or do you cam in a studio?
No, I
cam
from home. Did you say Brandy or Sammy?
Sammy.
Sammy. Oh, my bad.
I didn't know up until today that you worked for a studio.
Oh, you did? Yes, I work for a virtual.
I don't either.
I work for a virtual studio, darling.
Got it.
I just cam in my...
I started out under a virtual studio on StreamMate, and then quit because I wanted to get out from underneath that guy.
Because you didn't have a nice person.
So I just left for a couple months and then opened a new account.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is a whole nother conversation topic I will bring up another day.
And I'm like,
about, is that okay?
Oh, no, yeah, it's perfectly okay. No, but that's like one thing that a lot of girls, you know, it's really hard for, especially like Brandy, I don't know if you experienced this when you first started out on StreamMate, is some girls don't get any help or support when they work directly through StreamMate. They have a hell of a time getting help, you know, and questions answered.
Okay, the person who set me up on the whole thing was Jada Diamond. She's the one that I have always gone through for StreamMate. All the help I get is from her. Like, if I'm having any internet problems, she was the one who practically signed me up. So I just got on it and have been through her pretty much, so.
Oh, see, so you've, okay, so you've had help. So you're kind of basically through, working through with her, so you've had help to get in. But girls who don't know anybody in the industry whatsoever, and this is one thing that I've had to help a lot of girls out with, which any of you girls out there listening, if you need help, just contact me on Twitter or message me on StreamMate. I'll give you those links here in a little bit. But some girls, they will go through and they have the hardest time getting help because they don't know anybody in StreamMate.
Yeah.
So that's go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's okay.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that's the one downfall for girls who are beginning in the webcamming industry, don't know nothing about it and don't know what settings are, don't know what a webcam is. It sucks for them because they don't have the help of somebody mentoring them and walking them through the process. That's the only bad part of new girls signing on to StreamMate is they're fucking lost, literally.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of questions on, hey, my girl, like couples will come on, my girl wants a cam, can you tell me how this works? And you know what, I'll message them. You know, at least tell them how it goes, what you need to do, and, you know, help them out a little bit if that's what they're interested in. Like, why not?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Because how do you get where you are, you know, in this industry unless you ask for help? If you don't ask for help, you're basically screwed.
Yeah, I'm not anybody. Like, hey, I'll show you the ropes. Big deal.
Oh, my gosh. So we have, before I let you go, Brandy, we have one more caller waiting patiently on the line. Let me bring
him
in.
And I bet I know who it is. He's been waiting a long time.
479. Are you there, darling?
Hello, Sammy.
Hello, Johnny, honey.
I just came back from a dental appointment, but I had to check in to let you know that I'm always willing to support you, my dear.
That your mouth sounds a little swollen? Have you been sucking cock,
yes.
John? Is that what you were doing? You weren't at a dentist appointment. You were sucking
cock.
Yes, that
was it. Probably not. Probably nowhere near quite the way you could do it, though, right, Tammy?
That's right, darling. There's no way you could do it as good as me. Damn it, Johnny. Oh, my gosh.
I have to say I took the liberty of looking at your gorgeous little guest there. My.
She's yummy. Oh, boy.
Isn't she, though?
Thank you.
Hey. Do you have any questions for her, John, darling?
Well, I was just going to ask how she's liking her adventures thus far in the industry.
I absolutely love it. I love every bit of it. Every day I can get up and cam is a great day. There's never a bad day on cam. As long as you can have fun, it's never bad.
See, that's the whole key. That's the key. Just have fun. Smile and have fun.
Yes. Enjoy the time that you have. Soak in all the adoration that comes your way. And based off what I have just witnessed, I'm sure that there's quite a lot of adoration comes your way.
Oh, boy, she's sexy. She's so sexy.
Oh, yes. I'll admit, right now, I'd give about pretty much my entire left side to be remotely near that right now.
You would give your left nut for that? Are you naughty, naughty boy, Johnny?
But you know, Sammy, you could kidnap me at any point in time, and I'd be just
naughty,
a happy,
naughty
happy
man.
In fact, I am perfectly fine if you and some of your constituents do decide to kidnap me at one point.
Oh, wow.
Just be gentle and don't break me. I'm brittle.
Okay, we won't break you. We won't break you.
Gentle.
Yes, we will try to be gentle.
Well, that will go a long way, because after all, we don't want to break me.
Right.
Because then there would be no fun later, now would there?
No.
Exactly. Well, Johnny, darling, we have another caller that is waiting, so I'm going to
I bid you adieu, ladies.
You're fabulous.
Have an amazing
Johnny.
Thanks for calling. Hang in.
Not a problem.
Awesome. All righty, guys. Thank you so much. We have other callers that are on the line that are waiting. Please make sure that you guys press 1. If you don't press 1, I do not know that you're waiting on the line. So make sure
I got
sure
my phone
call.
Blowing up.
Hey, they're ignoring my call.
No, if they don't press 1, I don't know you're here. Number is 646-595-4038. Make sure you press the number 1, because if you don't press the number 1, which all of us girls are number 1, you will be stuck in cyber radio space. And once again, you guys are all listening. You what?
So I got stuck there earlier.
I know, right?
<I'm> right.
Yeah, so if they don't press 1, I don't know who they are. And if you, Miss Brandy, message me the first 3 digits of their number, and then I will be able to help with the putting through.
I can
through.
Talk it out right now.
Okay, that would be perfect, Amundo. So I do want to thank everybody for tuning into Dollhouse Radio. This is Webcamming with Sammy, Natalia, Sage, and our guest today is Miss Brandy Grimes. She's an amazing, fabulous cam model on StreamMates and absolutely wonderful. She knows how to work that JJ. I'm just saying.
I'm
just saying. Listen. Yes, first 3. We're doing a little conversation back and forth here. Yeah.
Sorry, Sam, I missed you. Sorry, right, you were the last text I sent.
No, that's okay. That is absolutely okay.
Oh,
so everybody out there who would love to meet all of us fabulous, amazing webcam models, which I am going to convince Brandy that she needs to be there. You can meet us on Fan Day. It is a 2 full day event, but for Fan Day, it is January 21st at the Alexis Park Resort in Las Vegas. It's going to be absolutely flipping amazing. We're going to have hundreds of camera models running around everywhere, and it's going to be like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, you can hang out with me at my booth. Yes.
Yes.
Oh. I just got the text. All right.
Okay.
It's a 630.
Okay, they have to press 1. So, Mr. Caller or Mrs., who is waiting on the air, 630-75, make sure you press the number 1. If you press 1 right now, I'll be able to patch you through to Miss Brandy. Otherwise, you're screwed. You got to press 1, hun. You got to press the number 1, and then I can put you through to the damn call. And you guys can all catch us live here only on Dollhouse Radio every Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 5 Pacific Standard Time. And hopefully, I know, and I'm so glad that Brandy took the time out of her day to, be here with us.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm
I'm glad you guys had me. This is awesome. You guys are great.
Yes. Well, and we're coming up to the end of the show, so hopefully your friend presses one. Press
He's
one
like, I'm
now.
Hitting one repeatedly.
It's like
sure.
not coming through.
Weird.
Yeah, it's not coming through.
Okay.
So let's try. Uh-oh. Wait, I think we might have connection. I think we have connection.
Shit.
Holy biscuits, Batman 630. Are you there, darling? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I think we hear him. Hello? Are you there?
Oh, no.
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we have a sex monster somewhere out there in cyberspace. Are you there, you silly freaking sex monster? No? No
wah,
sex monster.
Wah.
We just
probably
said,
dying
wah,
right now.
Wah, wah. Okay, well, we'll just leave the chat open for him, and is it a he or a she, Brandy?
He.
Okay, well, hopefully he, like, did he, like, lose his balls in his vagina or something? Like, hello? Oh.
No, I told him this, like, last month.
Ay, ay, ay. I swear to Jesus, I think he's scared. I think he's scared to talk to us. That's okay. If you took offense to the balls and the vagina comment, then I completely apologize. Not really, but I'll act like I do. But we are coming up on the end of the show, boys and gargoyles. So, Ms. Brandy, I want you to give me all the shout-outs that you have where everybody can find you, your Twitter, and your webcam show. Shout it out, baby doll.
All right, it's at Brandy Grinds, Brandy Grinds with a Z, and you can find me on Streamate. And, yeah, that's about it.
Her Streamate is Brandy Grinds with a Z
.cammodels.com.
Yes.
Direct link.
Yes.
And I will be
sure
logging on cam after this, too, so make sure you come and see me.
Whoop, whoop. Oh, my gosh, and make sure you tweet that. Make sure you tweet that and add me in the tweet, and I'll retweet it so they come and find you, because I'm not going to be on cam this evening. So I want to tweet that you will be on. So you girls, make sure you guys tweet me so I can retweet your tweets when you're on cam.
I try to remember.
I want to make sure I retweet your vagina because you'll be playing with it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And I seriously am going to work on Brandy on getting her to Vegas for the show because you guys will. I'm serious. You need
to come.
It's going to be amazing.
Tweet me all your information
in the mail.
And I will, or DM it to me, and I will make sure that can happen.
Okay, we're
going to
make it happen. We're going to get Brandy's ass to Vegas. She will be there fan day.
Vegas.
I want her there. It's going to be an amazing time. So, Miss Natalia, give me your shout-outs there, you sexy woman.
All right. You can find me on Twitter at CamModelNatalia. I will also be live on cam tonight at XXNataliaMcKinseyXXX.CamModels.com. I also have a online store where you can buy panties, pics, bibs, et cetera. CamModelStore.com/NataliaMcKinsey. Come see me in Vegas, bitches.
Yes, yes. And you guys know where to find me. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrook69. You can also follow me on Instagram, Sammy_Brook69. Also my Facebook, SammyBrook69, which I'm not on very often. So if you go onto Facebook and you send me a message and I don't answer, don't get butt hurt because I'm not on there very often.
Fuck
I live on Twitter. I live on Twitter. And I also live on my website, which is finally been launched, SammyBrooksVIP.com, which I'm offering anywhere from 3 to 5 webcam shows weekly if you are a member. So remember, for a low price, you get my vagina 3 to 5 times per week. Just saying.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous thing. It's a fabulous thing. For a very low price, you get to see me fuck myself 3 to 5 times a week. And I'm not talking $100. I'm not talking $60. Just go to SammyBrooksVIP.com and you will see what I'm talking about. Also, you can catch my live webcam shows on StreamMate, Sammy_Brooks.camels.com. And on that note, girls, I love you. You're fabulous. And everybody, follow us on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, at CamModelNatalia, at SageMontana1, at BrandyGrimes, at Dollhouse_Radio, and at AdultCamAwards, because we will be live in Vegas 2 weeks from today, meeting you in person, signing pictures.
Yay, so close.
Yes, it's 2 weeks away. Yay. All right, girls, you go masturbate because it's a perfect night to do that.
Oh, we will.
Every day is a perfect night to do that. Day, morning,
yes,
noon,
day,
whenever.
I know, right? Morning, afternoon, evening. Like, and Brandy,
oh,
I will be getting in touch with you about the question I have on a couple things. So, girls, thank you. Everybody listening, if you didn't catch the whole show, don't worry. Go back to my Twitter, and I will send you the link for the show. If you don't have Twitter, well, I don't know what the hell you're doing yourself because you're online, and you're just weird. I'm just saying. So get the goddamn Twitter app put on your phone or your computer, whatever you got to do so you can listen to us crazy, sexy bitches. All right, everybody, we're out. Brandy,
bye.
And Natalia, you girls are amazing. Bye, girls. Have a fabulous evening.
Bye. You too. Have a great night.
Kisses.
Bye.
Yeah. Phone's blowing up right now, but I ain't tryna talk, I'm tryna feel the fire. All my bitches fucked up right now, but got the jewelry on me, now I'm tryna keep it tight. Now my nigga, he been trippin' on me all week. Now I'm tryna get my mind off the shit, and you know what I need. Yeah, and I don't give a damn who sees. I'm tryna be slippin' on, don't bury on for no reason. Poppin' tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little Jones, she was perfect. I let her push the phone right now if she worth it. Ballin' in the middle of the club, no jersey. He don't want no liquor cause he been drinking that dirty. Bring the 8 by the case, my bitches with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me.
And you know what I need from you when I get home. You better not be on the phone talking up a storm like you usually do. Talking to your friends like you usually do. Telling them I never spend time with you. It's hard to find the time we've been
slipping on, don't bury on for no reason. Popping tags up an echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little Jones, she was perfect. I let her push the floor right now if she worth it. Falling in the middle of the club, no jersey. Bring the 8 by the case, my bitches with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing.
I'm familiar with this cash flow.
And if you took it, you can vouch for me. I did it my way, you can vouch for me. I put the cocaine and the powder and the couch on me. Whenever I step outside the house, I get the Glocky on me. Bad bitches wanna come by the paparazzi on me. I got so many bad bitches that I barely wanna. I'm barely paying attention, baby, I need substance. I know you spent some time putting on your makeup and your outfit, but
don't.